Good evening, Bangor Area High School. This is Mike Schurman from Westchester, Pennsylvania, adjudicating you here at your home show, U.S. Bands Competition, Bangor High School Stadium, in the area of ensemble music. Looking forward to your performance. Excited to see your traditional opening. And I'll just provide some general comments throughout your traditional opening here. But always love it, and you know, you do a great job with this.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Bangor Area High School is proud to present the Slater Marching Band in Field Show Competition. The band, dressed in uniform patterned after Her Majesty's Royal Welsh Guard, is under the leadership of Director Mr. Eric Holland, along with Assistant Director Mr. Brian Smith, Color Guard Instructor Ms. Marissa Mergia, Percussion Instructor Mr. Christopher Condell, and General Effect Advisor Dr. Catherine Hahn. This year's band officers are Alaric McNay, President, Andrea Moracuti, Vice President, Kendall Hill, Secretary, Mark Zhao, Treasurer, Stephanie Smith, Caden Flowers, Clara Oxford, and Elizabeth Rudd, Grade Representatives, and Casey Baker, Maria D'Alessandro, Ashley Hutchison, and Abigail Creel, Librarians. Following the band's traditional Rule Britannia entrance, this year's field show features music composed by James Horner for the 2009 film Avatar. Our production includes The Destruction of Home Tree, The Bioluminescence of the Night, featuring trumpet soloist Stephanie Smith and color guard soloist Brooke Reister, and War. As the band exits, they pay homage to their heritage with their traditional Welsh anthem, Men of Harlan. Ladies and gentlemen, under the field direction of drum majors Andrew Budd and Andrea Moracuti, the Bangor Area High School Slater Marching Band. Judges, are you ready?
Here we go.
Is the band ready? Bangor Area High School, you may take the field in competition.
Okay, just watch the tempo on the bass drums here. One and two and three and four and subdivide. So when you swing out for that accented note.
So as we change direction to some of this work, I can do it because it looks like we're playing sort of a cone.
Nice job. Nice ensemble sound. Good timing here from side to side. Nice ensemble sound throughout, folks. Really nice. Good job. Okay, watch timing on the eighth. There's one, two, three, four, and one. Okay?
Just watch the transition from back.
Watch the release after the crescendo wins. Nice job, snare drums. Watch tone trumpets. Make sure you're not sticking out of the texture, okay? Yeah, nice job on the crescendo. Swells and releases.
Yeah.
doing a nice job providing the pulse and the timing here for the band percussion section. Yeah, nice articulations, trumpets, handled very nicely. Love the contribution of the woodwinds here. Nice, strong playing. Very nice sound. Okay, make sure we're playing all the way to the end of the low notes, though. Don't cheat. Don't back out early. Okay, know where each note ends. The start of the note needs to be really strong, and then the end of the note, we want to make sure it's equally as strong, so we can have nice, full support sound all the way to the end. Da-da-da-da. Watch mellophones on that passage, okay? Be confident on the next parts that we're playing. Okay, so underneath that that section, as you're playing through that ensemble section, I don't know if you're going to be adding some body in or something, but definitely to maximize the contribution there from the winds, rather than just having them stand there in place, maybe have some lower body additions. Some other contribution to that sound. The ensemble's playing it very nicely, so I think they really could handle something like that. Obviously, that is your decision, but something that I think would add some more contribution, add some more variety of content to what we were asking the kids to do. And watch intonation. Intonation on that.
The more you exaggerate this, the better off.
Okay, keep supporting, even though you're at a lower dynamic level. Everyone still needs to be taking a full breath in and having a nice supported sound as you play.
Watch here and bring it back down with the deep crescendo.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful tone here at this lower dynamic level, doing a really nice job. Good balance throughout the ensemble. Yeah.
I'm not really sure the ladies off on my right hand side, but what's it, 25 or something? It's like, why is that kind of spending time with these other guys here?
Okay, again, play through to the end of the phrase, play through the end of the line, musical sentence. Make sure that you're going all the way to the period. Watch the intonation on that little chromaticism in there, sousaphones. Yeah, everybody bring it. Full contribution from everybody. Nice dynamic contribution from the percussion section on the eighth notes. Oh, come on, crescendo all the way to the end. It was so close. Yeah, nice job, trumpet soloist. Watch clarity there for the woodwinds from clarinets, okay? Intonation on that da 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 da. Mellophones, okay? Okay, just some timing issues here. Trombones over on side two, at like the 40, 30 yard line, and then playing with the trumpets and mellophones on the other 30, 40 yard line. Okay, it's close. It's real close, but it just sounds like the trombones on side two are just a little bit behind from where the trumpets and mellophones are on side one. Ta 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 ta. Let the air drive that articulation, trumpets.
On this particular
Okay, keep pushing tempo here, folks. Don't let the tempo drag. Softer section, okay? But that should not be affecting our tempo. Yeah, let the tempo happen in your feet and let that translate to what you're playing. Yeah, nice job on all those. I see that's one and three and one and. Okay, really, really nicely handled. And I appreciate the support that you are giving to each one of those, really equalizing them, giving them equal weight and equal power. Yeah, nice glissando trombones. Yeah, low brass. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot. Keep pushing the air through, okay? Yeah, come on. Play all the way through the phrase. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Yeah, trumpets. Dot, 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 dot. Air, air, air. Yeah, so here we go. Let's right before your dot, 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 dot. The release that came right before that. Just make sure you are all pretending to that release. Don't let it go. It is so close to being just a really just a awesome moment where you propel your sound all the way to that. Da, 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 da. To get to that moment. But it's going to take air, and it's going to take you making sure that you are playing all the way through. You have your air pushing all the way through to that release, and then everyone really understanding where that release is going to happen.
There is a 50-50 tonight.
It's a wonderful sound throughout from the onset. It's a really, really nice approach to your ensemble sound. A really dark sound, but a full sound throughout. And there really are appreciate what you're doing school. To really create that sound. You are amazing. That sound we love you. Banger, thank you so much for being excellent host this evening. Thank you so much for your performance. Wish you the best of luck in the rest of your competitive season for 2019.
Don't be a reed.
Hope my comments have
been your biggest fan.